What's the thing that's stopping or blocking you? And together, let's take a look at getting great at being feminine, which we know means getting great at receiving these blessings, this abundance. And one of the ways that I find is the fastest way to do this is to do a meditation, which is what we're going to do today, and see it, feel it, and get in the vibration of it.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Hello, my beautiful queen. So thrilled to be here with you today. I love our connection. I love our time together. I love how we just like stop and pause to drop into all things feminine, following a no excuses policy, taking personal responsibility. I'm talking to you and I'm talking to myself today as well. I am here to be so committed to the up level and what's next, and to change up any of my unconscious thoughts, habits, and behaviors around my own upper limits. And I'm inviting you to join me here as well. I got some information recently that potentially an extremely big, like so big, I never, ever, ever, ever dreamed it could even be a possibility for me big, showed up in my inbox yesterday. And at first I got so excited. Like the natural part of me was just like, ah! Oh my gosh, yes, 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 yes. And then today I woke up in a bit of a funk. Like I was like in a bit of a mood and nothing extreme. I didn't really want to work out as hard as I typically do. Not that it's normally that hard, please. I didn't even want to burn the 250 calories on the treadmill. Let's be real, in a 45-minute segment. So when I say I didn't even want to do that, like I didn't want to work out so hard. I didn't want to do the normal things that I do. And I was like, what is going on? And I'm self-aware enough to know, at least in this case, of my triggers and my upper limits. And I was like, Gina, you should be ecstatic. And for this business opportunity to even have a chance at taking place, it's gonna take some work for me, from the inner game and the outer game. And there were a bunch of emails that I should be sending today. And there's a phone call that I should be making. And there's just like stuff to manifest it. And I found myself like doing everything but. I mean, everything but. And I was like, what is this about? And I was like, ooh, like, Gina, this is your own upper limit. Like, you're kind of afraid of this, even though it's like beyond the dream. So at least I caught it. And so maybe so we can do this together, I want you to think of something in your life that is an opportunity for you. And whether maybe it didn't come to you, but maybe you just know that Instagram is filled with a bunch of ideal clients for you. Like that's your opportunity. Or maybe you know your people are on Facebook or LinkedIn, or maybe there's a book in you or a podcast or something. Like you know that there's an opportunity that on one level you knew that if you went and rocked it out, it would be everything you dreamed of. It would be like working with ideal clients or making the money or being able to broadcast your message in a book or a podcast or what, like, you know that this is the dream. And yet what's your upper limit? Like, are you telling yourself that you don't have time or that you're afraid of what other people will think of you or that you don't know what to do or what to say? Like what's the thing that's stopping or blocking you? And together, let's take a look at getting great at being feminine, which we know means getting great at receiving these blessings, this abundance. And one of the ways that I find is the fastest way to do this is to do a meditation, which is what we're going to do today, and see it, feel it, and get in the vibration of it. And at least, well, we'll see how we feel when we come out of this meditation, but we know that when we go into the truth, because there is only truth, right? The rest of it's lies, that we don't deserve it, or that we're going to be set up for disappointment, or we can't have it, or it's not going to work out anyways, or they're not going to sign up with you, whatever the story is. We know that none of that is true because it's living in, it's rooted in fear. So in this meditation, we're going to do our work to return to love, and we will let the universe do her work in divinely orchestrating whatever the outcome for your highest path is. So just let yourself take a deep breath, close your eyes, and relax. Just feel yourself in your body, giving your body gratitude for holding this gorgeous soul of yours. And start to notice yourself feeling connected with yourself at this moment, inviting spirit and the unlimited in to join us here in this moment, so that we are consciously, cosmically connected. And as we open up to allowing, open up to the realm of the unlimited, let's bring into our vision this particular desire. The desire that our thoughts may tell us are impossible or may seem out of reach or would never happen for someone like us. Let's hold this desire in love. See it and hold it. Hold it as yours. This vision manifested. See it, hold it. Now feel what this feels like already done. Yes, eyes closed, heart beating, passion soaring. You did it. You got yourself out of the way. You opened up to this level of greatness, this level of goodness, this level of yes, contribution, the double blessing. Feel how proud you are of yourself that you didn't take yourself out of the game. You didn't get distracted. And you didn't not show up for the path. In fact, you did the opposite. You showed up for you, and you showed up for the opportunity. And God met you there. This has been orchestrated to be part of your destiny all along. The whole time, this wasn't a surprise to the universe and the angels, just to you. And look how big, look how abundant, look how glorious the universe is when we're open to receive. When we say yes to the opportunity, even though not only do we not know how to manifest it at the beginning, but we actually don't even think that it can happen. But with faith the size of a mustard seed, the door of possibility cracked open just a little bit in our hearts. That's all God needed. That's enough. We do have free will. God's not going to go where we're not available. But if we have even just an inkling of hope and allowance, comes in all of this love, opportunity, power, abundance, fabulousness. Yes, queen. Breathe into that. See that. So with your eyes closed, you're sitting here holding this vision, feeling what it feels like to have this manifested. Now, energetically, while you're still in meditation, why don't you, like, in your mind's eye, get up out of your seat. And I want you to walk around and I want you to observe looking at you, holding this vision face on. I want you to see yourself. I get it. So many others haven't seen you. So it's been hard for you to see you and your brilliance and your greatness and in your talent and your worthiness and your enoughness. I want you to see you holding this manifested vision. Yes. Just you staring at yourself, radiating so much love, compassion, pride, empathy. Because you've been with you all along. You know what you had to do to get yourself to this place, and you know who you have become in this process. And yes, no longer are you looking to others to give you permission to be worthy of this manifestation. Permission granted has now come from you. Yes, queen. You're the one showing up for your life and yourself and your dreams and your destiny. You're the one giving yourself permission to receive this and so much more. And we receive this in gratitude. We receive this in reverence. We receive this in appreciation, knowing that you could have made a lot of other choices along the way. But sometimes, even when you didn't feel like doing, even when you didn't believe, your soul did. And you didn't take your soul out of the game. And your soul showed up for you. And here you are holding the manifestation. It is done. It is done. So I invite you to play this over and over daily, so that you're able to really anchor this in, this beautiful feeling inside, this connection with spirit, and this connection with this manifestation. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. This is meant for you. This and so much more, so much more. And yet, let's start with this one. Cleanly, queenly, succinctly, one at a time. And you'll know that you do get to go from glory to glory because you're going to open yourself up to be the woman who is the vibrational match for this desire and the manifestation of it. And you're just going to start to see what the Course in Miracles talks about, effortless accomplishment. You're going to show up. You're going to say yes. You're going to make the first post, send the first email. Today, I'm going to go and send that email and make the phone call. And we surrender to the universe, the outcome, while we hold it with certainty and believing. This isn't about us forcing anything. We're not here to make anything happen. We're just here to allow, to say yes, to get ourselves out of the way, to do what we know to do, and then let God and the universe handle the rest. How sweet it is. So I definitely want you to go and post in the Divine Living Podcast Facebook group. I really want to hold a space for you. I want to see what it is you're looking to manifest, what it is you are holding, what it is could have been your upper limit. And you could have taken yourself out of the game, But instead, we as a community of queens, we are going to band together. Thoughts grow stronger as they are shared. And when you go into the Facebook group and be visible and post what it is you're looking to manifest, I and my team, we're going to be praying for you. We're going to be holding the space for you. We're going to be seeing this as true for you. And so will the entire community. It is already done. It is already done. Thanks so much for being here today. Whew. I know I feel better. I hope you feel better. I want to invite you to make sure that you are signed up for the Q Club premiere. That's right. This is 5 days where you just get to come and be given to the desire that we're talking about you manifesting. It's going to be just enhanced and supported so much more over these 5 days of goodness of you getting so great at divine living. So I want to make sure you're there. It's totally free. Tell all your friends about it. Check out the links in the show notes and make sure you are signed up because it's only 5 days. I want to make sure that you get in on it. Lots of love, ladies. All right, Queen, did you love this episode and know someone who would love it too? I would love for you to leave a review on iTunes and share this podcast over Instagram. Tag me at Gina DeVee. And thank you for Queens supporting Queens and for your continued support.